With Montana News, I'm Peyton Butler. Montana is about to get a blast of winter weather, the likes of which have never been recorded in mid-October. Forecasters say the powerful storm could have a major impact on early weekend travel and eventually usher bitterly cold Arctic air into the region by Sunday morning. Edward O'Brien reports.
The early season winter storm is on track to roll through Montana starting Friday afternoon. The National Weather Service describes it as a high-impact weather event. Meteorologist Trent Smith.
This storm system is unprecedented.
The powerful Arctic storm is going to play out in three separate acts. Act 1 begins Friday afternoon. That's when the front pushes into northwest Montana. Local snowfall amounts of 2 to 4 inches are possible, with 4 to 8 inches in the Mission Valley. Higher amounts are possible in the mountains.
And then Friday evening, that snow really starts shifting southward, more over west central Montana. Missoula is anticipated to get upwards to 4 inches of snow. So a big concern is that evening rush hour and pretty much the whole I-90 corridor from Lookout Pass down to Garrison Junction.
More snow is likely late Friday night. 3 more inches could accumulate in Missoula for a possible total of 6 to 8 inches. Great Falls could get a foot, with 11 inches in Billings, 7 in Browning, and up to 8 inches in Miles City. The system's second act, the wind, arrives in northwest Montana Friday night and spreads south and east throughout the evening. Some gusts could reach 50 miles per hour, creating blizzard-like conditions.
There are still plenty of trees out there with leaves that are well attached, so any hefty snow on that could actually cause some tree branches to break, causing power lines to fall down.
The system's third and final act, bitterly cold temperatures Sunday and Monday mornings. According to the National Weather Service, many locations could see lows that would even be records for the first week of November, let alone October 25th and 26th. The potential exists for double-digit negatives along the Continental Divide and single-digit negatives for the rest of western Montana. We'll see a return to warmer, far more seasonable daytime highs in the 40s by Tuesday. Edward O'Brien, Montana Public Radio.